Vamos al mambo. Welcome to another Wise Women Wednesday, who is attempting to also put out new episodes on Fridays. We will see how that goes. Today, I would like to start by reading 101 Promises from God to Women. And today's card says, Love Never Fails, 1 Corinthians 13:8. The best way to spend my day is to spend it with you. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad you're listening. Shout out to the people who are listening in Germany, in the United States, Dominican Republic, and all around the world. I see you in my statistics. Today I want to talk about coping. And I need to say a trigger warning. This episode contains material of highly sensitive nature, including molestation, masturbation, addiction. That may be triggering for some individual. Now, do not get used to me just giving that statement I just said. I said it to help me be vulnerable one more time. I'm going to breathe in and I'm going to breathe out. I'm trying to do box breathing while recording. Sounds terrible. Now, what is trauma? Trauma is anything that causes you to believe you are in severe danger and causes a fight or flight response. It can be a deeply distressing or disturbing experience or a series of stressful life happenings. Afterwards, it takes time to cope and adjust. Three types of trauma are, number one, physical trauma, an event or series of events that cause you physical pain or injury. It may be intentional or be a result of circumstances. Physical trauma includes car accidents, natural disasters, illness, domestic abuse, or physical assault. Now, the second type of trauma is sexual trauma. Forced sexual contact with someone you are close to or a stranger. Sexual trauma can happen to anyone at any point in life. Examples of sexual trauma include rape, incest, and assault. Sexual assault. The third type of trauma is emotional trauma. Emotional trauma can happen in a single event or repeatedly. Emotional trauma is often a form of abuse used to control another person by manipulating them. Emotional trauma can be the rejection of your identity, a neglectful parent or partner, or bullying. The type of trauma you survive is vital to name, and it plays a critical part in your healing process. The ability to say that you survived the specific type of trauma can help you regain power. After all, at the heart of trauma is a feeling of powerlessness. Your brain and emotional processing system changes after surviving trauma. In a matter of seconds, your brain activates fight or flight mode to help you survive. Fight or flight mode causes all of your non-essential systems to go offline. This shift happens so your body can focus on fleeing or fighting the threat. When your body and mind do this, you physically can't process the surrounding events. Your brain is laser focused on your escape. The most troubling part of this involuntary mode is that you can't leave at your will. You need something external to make you feel better and safe again. I'm gonna another breathe in and breathe out moment. Story time. One day in Dominican Republic, I went with my family to eat Chinese food. I was wearing a dress, was looking fly. I want to shout out my mom because she was made sure your girl was fresh. I'm not sure who was all with us. It was a group and all the seats were taken at the table we were giving at this Chinese restaurant. In my country, we call it pica pollo. I do not remember what the pica pollo tasted like because of something that happened. My father raised me not to sit in no man's lap because uno nunca sabe. For my bilingual bodies, that translates to you never know. Uno nunca sabe means you never know in Spanish. Well, this day, my gut was screaming, don't do this. So there were no more chairs, and I was instructed to sit in this man's lap. Yes, this man belongs in my family. No, I am not ready to disclose who this man is. Not sure if I will ever disclose his title. Know that I went to therapy and worked on this. So, back to the story. I was told to sit on this man's lap, although I didn't want to, I obeyed. While everyone was eating, he was rubbing my legs and slowly found my underwear under my dress and started to go in my panties. I'm gonna breathe in again and I'm gonna breathe out. He started to rub my clitoris and my vagina lips. I started to get moist and hot. Oh my God, I can't even. Okay. I can do this. Okay. I'm gonna say that again. While everyone was eating, he was rubbing my legs and slowly found my underwear under my dress and started to go in my panties and rub my clitoris and vagina lips. I started to get moist and hot. These are the reactions my body were having, and I did not know what was going on. I was 7 years old. Seven. My innocence left the chat that day. Now, after that event, I told my mother. Shout out to my mama one more time. The woman has always made me feel safe. She did what she thought was best, which was help me stay away from that man. She kept me away from him. Don't come for my mama. She did not report this man because she wanted to keep my father out of jail. My father does not know this story till this very day. Live in your own truth. I do not crucify my mom for not reporting that man to the police. Now, this is the part where I need to also do another box breathing real quick. Okay, let's try this again. After a trauma occurs, some people turn to numbing habits. Some use alcohol, some use drugs, porn, shopping, stealing, masturbation, gambling, food, etc. I picked up the habit of masturbating. I discovered I can touch my body after that incident. It became a routine that helped me fall asleep for years. Then one day there was a party in my childhood home in DR. I fell asleep and woke up in my uncle's room. I felt something under the pillow. Guess what it was? A stack of playing cards with a naked woman and a hairy vagina. Pretty sure no one knew that I saw those cards or that they were under the pillow. My uncle probably forgot they were there. I put it back where I found it after I looked at them, of course. Then I realized how many music albums during that time the covers had women that their breast was out and their butt was out, but there was no man on album covers that were naked. Then we moved to the States when I turned 9. There was a cable box and it had a channel number 29. For some reason in my house, the image was distorted. Sometimes the image was green, yellow, or lines going all over the screen, but the audio worked flawlessly. You can hear the heavy breathing and moaning that happened in those videos. And that's when I discovered what porn was. I was watching behind my father's back. I can't say that I was watching that behind my mom's back because she was living in DR. My dad never applied to get her a green card or nothing. My dad was barely home when I started my teen years and all of my teen year. All he did was work and be absent. For the ages of 12 to 21 years old, he only provided a roof over my head. Let me scratch that. He did his best, and his best was not enough. I had the basic, which was food, water, air, and shelter. All my teen years, I experimented with sex, but I was the only one who could make myself come or release, whatever you want to call it, ejaculate. Although at the age of 16, I started having sex. No boy was making me come. I pretended like I knew what I was doing, like everyone else. I knew in my mind if the boy ejaculated, that was sex. I had no idea how to reach climax with another person. Every night I went home to masturbate and go to sleep. When I started learning my body and expressing to a boy what I liked is when I learned to climax with others. None of my female friends were telling their boyfriends how they liked it, so neither did I. After I lost my virginity at 16, in a painful way, I said, if this is sex, not sure what the hype is. The boy who took my virginity was a nobody. I just wanted to see what sex was. I did not want to date him. I didn't like him. I wasn't even attracted to him. Terrible. What a sad sentence I just said. With time, I learned I could not fake chemistry. I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about others. I can't fake chemistry. I'm glad he was a nobody because he had the audacity to tell other people I didn't know how to kiss. And thankfully, no one believed him because I have DSL. If you listen to an episode before, I explained that in high school, they gave me the nickname DSL that I had, D sucking lips. D meaning the private area of a man. I had penis sucking lips. And they put it as DSL. I'm trying not to use the word D to try to keep it as non. I'm trying, you know, I've explained before that I'm trying not to use certain words. Now, I'm going to repeat that again. And thankfully, no one believed him because I have DSL. Most boys that encountered me in my teen years wanted my lips and wanted my lips on their part, any parts. So this guy was trying to stroke his ego the wrong way. He must have been low-key gay. No judgment. I didn't know I had a problem connecting sexually with others. I am a performer in the bedroom, meaning getting you off gets me off. Now that I know my body, I can get climax with a quickie or after an hour. That was rough. I didn't know how I was going to get through that. I wrote and wrote and wrote, and I wasn't really sure how I was going to end this. How to explain what I decided to pick up, what kind of habit I picked up after someone touched me as a 7-year-old. I hope this is helping someone. I want you to know this is not easy for me to say. And whatever kind of judgment you have towards me, you can have it. Living your own truth is your own opinion. I just know what I lived through. Some people might say there are things, well, I've said this before, there are certain things you don't need to share in social media, but I feel like this is one of the moments that I can share because there might be someone out there beating themselves up thinking that they're disgusting, that they're garbage, that how come they feel like this and they want to do this and they want to do that? How come they want to drown themselves in alcohol or drugs? How come they want to go in a room, turn off the light, get a knife, and start cutting your veins? These are all responses that we have to things that happen to us. You cannot tell another person how to respond to what they go through. It's not your reality. It's not your truth. Let everyone work through their emotions the way they're going to work through their emotions. Hopefully, when they come out on the other end, and I'm saying hopefully because some people don't come out the other end, they learn something from that. I can't even tell people what to learn from their own experiences. I can only tell you what I've learned from my experience. Now, I want to recommend if you are having suicide thoughts and have no one safe to talk to, call 988 or visit 988lifeline.org. We can all prevent suicide. The 988 Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress, prevention, and crisis resources for you or your loved ones, and best practices for professionals in the United States. I don't have any resources right now for people outside of the United States, but whatever country you belong to, I'm pretty sure that if you type in your phone on the website that you use, whether it's Chrome or Safari, I don't really know what kind of device you have. Pretty sure if you type help, you type in certain keywords to try to get help from someone, you will find where you need to call. Now, if you guys have any questions or you need someone to talk to, I have Instagram and I have TikTok. The accounts are linked in this episode. You can find the links to the TikTok and my Instagram, or you can leave a comment below so we can exchange information to talk about whatever you need to talk about. I'm here. You can vent to me. You don't have to vent to me, but I'm saying if you don't have anyone and if you feel like you're drowning in sorrow, reach out to someone. Please, please reach out to someone because you're important and you deserve to be in this world. You may not feel like it right now, but my hope is that you do feel like you belong in this world and you do feel like you are great just the way that you are. Whether you have black hair, blue hair, whether you like to wear cut up pants, or whether you like to wear office clothes, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It does not matter. What matters is that you keep yourself intact on the inside. We can work on being whole. Let's work on being healed and whole. Let's work on finding ourselves. Let's work on investing on ourselves. Let's work on betting on ourselves that we can do it, that we can love ourselves. We first have to love ourselves before we love other people. If you don't love yourself, there is no way that you know how to love other people, because love starts from the inside out. You look very different when you're a person who loves yourself. People can tell that you're confident, and people might even think that you're successful. People will think that you're the most positive, sunshine, that it's very different. I'm not saying that you need to be there right now, right this minute. You need to be there tomorrow. You need to be whole tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying put in the 1% to improve yourself. Put in the 1% to improve yourself day in and day out. It was not easy for me to share this story. I was having a very difficult time to share this specific story because my close friends don't even know this. This is not something that you can just tell people. I worked through this story to try to help someone because it didn't really feel safe to share the things that we can share nowadays. I know that there's certain things that we shouldn't share online because I always preach that. Look, I'm even losing my voice. That's how difficult this episode is. When my body starts having reactions like that, you saw that? My voice wants to shut up. My throat, my whole body is telling me to shut up. And I have to get this out because I don't know who this might help. If this is you, know that you're not a monster. Know that you're not disgusting. Know that other people have experienced this as well. That they go through trauma and they do things to numb themselves. They go into depth. Deep, incredible depth, just shopping extremely, knowing that they don't have the money. Just as soon as $5 go into their account, they immediately go to whatever store or go online and order things off of Shein, Shine, whatever, Etsy, Betsy. Some people are not able to hold money because buying things, rewarding themselves by buying things, numbs them from their experience. I'm not here to judge. We all have been through things, and I'm glad that I made it through this episode without crying, because I already did enough crying while writing the script for this episode. This is the longest script that I've ever written. Everything else that I've ever written before has been 1 or 2, 3 pages tops, but this one took me 10 pages to get through, because I was trying to make sure people knew that I didn't have any bad blood with my mother. That I don't think that the decisions that she made to not report this man were bad. My mom and I have always had a great relationship. Until this day, my mother knows how to apologize when she feels that she's done me wrong. I do not wish to have another mother, because I do believe I have the best mother in the world. And I know that there are people around me that don't have that kind of relationship with their parents. So I'm very grateful to have that woman in my life. I'm very grateful she brought me into this world. I'm very grateful she did what she could with me. And it was enough. It wasn't like my dad. My mom has done an excellent job at raising me, despite of everything that has happened to me. Know that parents can keep you safe, but outside of their home and even in their own homes, parents can prevent every single tiny thing that happens to you. I know that when I had my kids, my mom and my grandmother were very, very uptight in telling me, no, you can't let your kids do this and you can't let them do that, because uno nunca sabe. Uno nunca sabe, uno nunca sabe. And I've had to stop them and correct them and tell them, yes, uno nunca sabe. But also, I'm not going to stress myself and put more drama on myself to believe anytime somebody looks in my kids' directions that they're going to harm them. whatever happens to my children is under my control, but some things are not under my control. And I pray to God to give me strength to handle the things that I cannot control. Because while my kids are in school, things can happen to them in school. If you live in the United States, you know there are schools that kids are being killed. Kids are being shot at. How do you want me to prevent my child from being harmed in school? If you're a parent, you're an adult, and you have 1, 2, 3 jobs or whatever responsibilities you have, you know that you are not able to go to your child's school every single day and still complete all the tasks that you need to do as a man, as a woman of this world. So no, I corrected my parents and I told them I'm doing the best that I can. I always teach my daughter to talk about her feelings and to correct me when I'm wrong, and I will apologize. I always tell my daughter, whenever you need to speak to me, tell me, we can schedule a meeting. I treat her for her emotions as if it's a business, as if it's my priority, as if she ordered something on Amazon and it was delivered express in 2 hours. That's how I handle my daughter's emotions. I let her know that this is a safe place and her feelings matter. So I am 1,000% sure that if something sexually or bullying or that type of situation happens to my daughter, that she will share it with me when she is ready. I also don't believe in forcing my daughter to tell me information right away. I don't. And if you don't parent like that, that's your business. My business is my business, okay? I'm always being my business, and I'm always mind my business. I'm glad my parents had to see it my way and say, you know what, you're right. Because although we attempted to keep you as safe as possible and helicopter parent you, something still happened to you. Those are the facts. Those are the facts. So, oh, thank you, Lord, because I got through this. I was trying to rush this. I was trying to get this done in 10 minutes, but my body was like, you need to slow down, because there ain't no way we finishing this in 10 minutes. This is heavy. And I try not to speak too fast. Sometimes it's in my Dominican nature to be speed running while I talk. I tried to slow down as much as I can. I even paused the recording a couple of times so that I can breathe in and breathe out. And I really hope this is helping someone. I hope that you have the day that you deserve. I hope you have a cozy day, a warm day, a grateful day, a spiritual day, a healing day. If how vulnerable I was today has helped you in any way, please download the episode and follow for more. I release new episodes every Wednesday, attempting to release on Fridays as well. I am growing through every experience. I hope that you are too.